Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I bomb atomically. Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred shogun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet shine blind forensics. I inspect view through the future. See millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, queen bees ease the guns in. Rumbling with
live from San Antonio, it's the Pick and Row Show. He's Pick, I'm Row. You ready, Pick?
Let's roll.
All right, man. So, what's going on?
Chilling. What's going on with you?
I'm chilling.
Chilling?
Like a villain.
Yeah. You chilling?
Yes.
Jess.
Yes.
Jess?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man.
What you been up to, man? I ain't seen you in like, what, 24 hours?
24 hours. I saw you the other day at the office.
At the office.
That was
That's
cool.
Right. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, good time.
A good, interesting discussion.
Yeah. Hey man, yeah. I like that chicken plate was so good, though, man.
The who?
That plate.
Oh, yeah. Curd's.
Barbecue plates, yeah.
Richard Curd's chicken plate.
Yeah, it was
good. Off the hook.
Yeah.
I think he shorted me some chicken or something. No, I didn't know. I didn't have any jalapeno in mine. There was no jalapeno in mine.
No jalapeno.
I was a little upset with Curd. I was talking about that. He owed me jalapeno.
You didn't like the chicken.
No, I'm black, so
you,
I like chicken.
You love chicken.
Yeah, I'm black, so. Chicken, eggs, watermelon, you know.
Yeah, on grape Kool-Aid. We're looking for some brown sugar. You're black, you got chicken. I mean,
actually,
you got sugar.
I don't drink Kool-Aid. Too much sugar. Sugar's bad.
Sugar, yeah. I haven't had Kool-Aid in a minute.
I don't eat too much chicken anymore either, man. I'm all fish now.
You are all fish.
Yeah,
that's true.
Remember that? Yeah,
I like to forget. Oh,
they hated
fish. That smell of pescado.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, nasty.
They hate that. It's good for you, though.
Yeah,
that's right.
It is good.
It's
for
just
you.
Crab cakes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool.
Salmon.
Cool.
Stuffed salmon.
All right, so we're a weekly supported podcast for all of you out there. It's available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Please take the time to rate, review, Stitcher. Subscribe, and tell a friend via. Via social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, friends. I'm thinking Houdini every time you
friends.
Say that.
How many of us have them?
Friends. Anyway, follow us on Twitter at Pick and Row Show. Follow us on Instagram at The Pick and Row Show.
The Ohio State University.
We have our Facebook page, The Pick and Row Show. Check it out. Like it. Share it. Give us lots of love. You can write us a nice letter through, by the way, of email at pickandrowshow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we have a Periscope where we do an occasional live broadcast. Or not occasional. We're frequently doing live broadcasts
yeah.
at Pick and Row Show there. So anyway.
Good job, man.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Very well said.
I'm trying to keep a straight face.
You speak very well.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Your parents should be proud of you.
My parents would be proud of me. And I think my speech communications college professor, Mr. Fox, would be very proud of me.
He
right
should
now.
Be. Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Quit looking at me like that.
Okay. I'm looking into your...
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it is kind of creepy. Sorry. Let me look at my mic here. Okay. So anyway, we have a we have a guest in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have my esteemed cousin.
Esteemed.
My favorite cousin. Don't get offended.
Whoa.
I know. Favorite. I don't want to get... Never mind.
That's not what you told me last time about your other cousin I met.
Which one's that one?
Your other favorite cousin.
Which one did you mean?
We'll talk.
The other one.
Yeah, the other one. Yeah.
Dominic Santos is in the house.
Dominic.
Hello, hello, hello.
Santos.
Yeah. Welcome to the Pick and Row Show.
Deep up in here.
I'm glad to be here, man. This is nice.
Yeah.
This is cool.
You get to see the banter.
Yeah.
You get to have fun with us and laugh. So anyway, what we always like to do, he's our third guest.
I have no idea. I can't count. I'm not sure where we're.
Yeah, you can count.
Yeah, but we've had.
Randall. Joey.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's it. So he's the third one. You're the third guest.
All right.
That's good. What we like to do is we like to, since we're a themed sports show for the most part. I'm sorry.
Stop looking at me.
Sorry, I'm thinking you're going to chime in. Okay, so.
Why are you looking at me?
Will you creepy? Shut up.
Creep master.
Shut up. Anyway. All right, so we like to know what your, what we like to ask our guests, what are your favorite teams?
Yeah, what's your teams, man?
Who
are you rolling with? What set you claim, cuz?
You know, San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, Los Spurs.
The Spurs. I still keep an eye on the Detroit Pistons.
Pistons, yeah.
That was my old school team back in. I had my bedroom painted blue and red.
Really? Because of Pistons?
Pistons.
I respect he did.
Joe Dumars. I still got his jerseys, too. That.
Yeah, he's a big Joe D fan.
Yeah, Joe D.
Joe D, yeah.
Joe D was
play that
man.
D on MJ.
Yeah.
The Jordan rules.
You know, and growing up in Corpus Christi, you know, grew up watching the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
You know, so.
I expect that down here, Cowboys and Spurs. Yeah. Okay. College, what's your college team?
UT, I guess. Anything Texas,
no, I mean
really.
Real college team.
Real college team.
No, I like Texas.
Anybody,
like
anybody from the Texas area, I guess.
Yeah,
college.
Cool.
You
know? Texas is, man. Texas football here is big, man. I'm like, wow.
And right now, because of my daughter, I guess women's volleyball, UT.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Well, UT it is.
That's
the
good
number
thing
one money making football or just school program in the country far too.
They have their own channel, so I mean,
they make money. They make bank.
They print money.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so he's a Oh, go. I'm sorry.
And no, and you know, just between me and my brothers, we have a called the Santos Bowl when the Cowboys play the Redskins.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We had a trophy made up.
Nah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to win. They got to win both games in the season.
Oh, it's the same division too.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So you got to win both games to take the trophy home.
How's he a Redskins fan?
Who is?
That's what I say. Both of my brothers are Redskins fans,
really?
And they ain't never even been in D.C.
Ever?
So, ever.
They just don't like the
Cowboys. Grew up liking the Cowboys. You know,
so they went with the opposite. And back then, that's when John Riggins and all them other guys was there. Yep. Okay, Art Monk.
Yeah,
that was nice. They had a nice
But it's, it was that thing, you know, what is the older brother like?
Joe Theismann.
So then the middle brother is always, you know,
okay.
Watch the Pistons and the Lakers. Oh, I'm a Celtic fan.
Right. You know, you go the opposite.
Yeah, everything was opposite.
That's how I'm a Steelers fan because my dad was a Cowboys fan. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to go Steelers. That's what was good, man.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So, I mean, you know, keep an eye on everything. But, you know, don't focus. I focus on the NBA more than anything. That's what I like to do.
I mean, hence the pick and roll
pick
show.
Pick and roll.
You know? Yeah.
You know, we don't run the pick and roll as much as we should, but you know.
We do more of like a pick and slip.
Pick and fall.
Pick and fall down. trick and fall down.
So when we play basketball, Dom, when we play basketball, like in the, we were talking earlier, like at LBJ or in the summer league, every player that we see play, we come up with
everybody has a name.
Yeah, professional name.
Everybody has a name.
Yeah.
They look like somebody. So Royals, he's Boris Diaw. And who am I? Am I Chauncey? David Wesley?
I think Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey Billups.
Billups.
I think one time I called him Chucky Atkins, but I was like, that's
today.
Yeah. Because his name's Chucky.
Somebody called me David Wesley one time. I was cracking. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's fun. We name everybody. I mean, we got Kevin. There's Kevin. We play with guys like Kevin Love, Michael Beasley.
J.R. Smith.
There's a couple
Wade.
Oh my, D Wade. I mean, yeah, it's all kind of guys. Shoot, I play with Lamar Odom now and a Kobe Bryant. It's hilarious, and they sweet.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Vince Carter. I got to play with Vince Carter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you got to see these guys, man. Yeah, they don't play like them, but they look like them a little bit. But you know, it's just funny to make stuff up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we.
Yeah, we just
resemble.
Do it to
they don't play like them.
Resemble.
Man.
We're really bored. We ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
But you seen that guy, right?
That guy is
I forget his Twitter handle, the one that imitates players.
He does their moves like to the T.
I've seen that, dude.
He does every player, well, not every player, but he's done Kobe, he's done Tim, he's done Manu, he's done James, he's done Melo.
He's done a lot.
You know, I think I have seen the dude that does a Manu that
You've probably seen him. He's playing like,
he's like on a driveway.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if y'all ain't seen this, check it out.
I mean, he does every single thing. Yeah.
Hilarious. He does it. It hit like, he had Carmelo, like it was like five guys checking him. He still shot the ball. Or was that Westbrook?
No, it was Carmelo. I mean, no, it was Kobe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it could be Carmelo, Kobe, or Westbrook.
He had the little band, too.
Yeah, he had the armband. Oh, man, that's hilarious. He did everything just like him.
And then he did Manu's run when he had the hair. He was doing that. Oh, man, it was so good.
He's funny. He does a good job with it. Cracks me up.
So I'm glad that he's saying that he loves basketball. My cousin does love basketball. Yeah. Me and him would, cool. I mean, when I was living in Corpus, he was here. We'd Xbox Live, chatted, and just talk basketball for what, like a couple hours, right?
Several hours, yeah.
Yeah.
So and that's what me and this guy will do.
So who you got winning it this year, then? Of course, Spurs.
Yeah,
who are they playing in the?
I probably see them in a.
Not in the finals, but in the Western Conference. Western Conference. Who's your top? Well, tell me this. Just go ahead and tell you your top three or four teams in the West. We'll see what you
this year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, San Antonio, Golden State.
Okay.
OKC.
Okay. You got Houston, Clippers.
I was Memphis. Looking at the Clippers. I like what they did with the Clippers.
Oh, the Clippers.
Who am I forgetting?
You said Memphis, but Memphis is playing like crap.
Yeah, I'm forgetting somebody.
They're not looking good right now.
Yeah.
Who am I forgetting? Houston. Nah. I said Houston.
Yeah, he said Houston.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really going to be able to compete.
Yeah. San Antonio, Houston, Los Angeles, Memphis, Golden State. I mean, those are
Oklahoma City.
Oh yeah, but yeah, they're playing like shit too.
Yeah, you think they can? You think they can sustain?
No,
I don't know. With Durant,
the West. Who are your top? So who would Spurs be playing in the Western Conference Finals? Who do you got?
He's dying to know because I already know where he wants to go with this.
I'm just wondering.
No, I know you are.
I'm just wondering. CP3. I'm just wondering now.
See, I told you. Anyway.
Blake Griffin. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to figure out where you're at.
No, they picked up a nice little bench, I think. Yeah. Just depending on how they come together, if they do. Because I still wouldn't leave Paul Pierce by himself behind that arc.
No, for sure.
No way.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
Yeah. So you got... So you got the Clippers playing San Antonio?
No. If anybody, it's going to be Golden State.
Golden State looks good. I mean, yeah.
They're undefeated again.
I mean, they're 7-0. Shoot, Minnesota's 4-2.
Yeah, and I told you they were going to be all right. You were like, nah, they're going
to
be.
They're not going to be able to sustain that.
No.
they're going to be. I mean, Utah's 4-2 too. So Utah's going to be.
No.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I just remember last year. I
mean, everybody's 4-something right now. So.
In January last year when the Spurs lost to the Jazz, and I follow San Antonio Spurs talk, and they lost to the Jazz, and the guy goes, Spurs lose to Utah 96-92, and like dots, and he goes, I got nothing. Like, because usually he like analyzes like this is what happened.
Right.
He's like, I got nothing. Like, he was so depressed. I was like, I feel you, and I couldn't stop. I couldn't help but laugh. But anyway.
Okay. Pelicans is 0-6.
I saw that.
Ooh. So what's that?
I don't know, man.
So how good is Anthony Davis?
Ooh.
See, he ain't going to get the blunt of, like, LeBron's sword. Like,
because he's in a small market.
Cleveland wasn't a small market?
They filmed Major League there, so it's not a small market.
Seriously. I'm just saying. Everybody's all like, this guy's the next. He is the next thing, I think.
He is.
But he's not.
He got his payday now. He's not playing.
He's 0-6, so what is he? You know what I mean? So let's blame him. It's not him.
It's the coaching.
It's not him. That's what I'm saying. It's not him.
But they got rid of the coach.
They got rid of Monty Williams and they put in Alvin Gentry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not him. He doesn't have the players, just like with LeBron. He just didn't, but he was that good that he can carry them. So
they're not making the playoffs, I don't think.
No, I think.
They got the. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, it's early. It's only been 7 games.
So, okay. So he said you have Golden State and San Antonio in the West?
Okay, what about East?
Yeah.
Cavs, of course.
Yes, everybody.
It's a free pass. That's why. Yeah. Hall pass. They get a hall pass. They get a hall pass.
And then
Pistons 5-1.
Oh my God! It's early.
Pistons look good actually though.
Okay, man, I like Drummond, man. I like Drummond, the way he plays, dude.
And they got rid of Moreau. Moreau's somewhere else, so they got freed up that space. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Brandon Jennings.
Is he back yet? No, I don't think he is. So.
He's not. Okay.
Who's the little kid from Oklahoma City? Reggie Jackson. Is that his name?
Oh yeah, is he still?
Yeah, he's with Detroit.
Yeah. Reggie Jackson was nice.
He went off last night, right?
Reggie Jackson had a game. Actually, I wish they would have kept him in Oklahoma City. When he left, I was like, oh man.
I thought he was a spur killer when he was in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. He was nice.
I swear they couldn't stop that man.
They should let him put him on the point and put Westbrook at the two. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, no, you digress because they can't play together because Michael Westbrook.
Westbrook can't hold back.
He can't hold back and he can't pass the ball.
So. He can pass the ball.
No, he can't.
Dude, are you serious?
I'm very serious.
He can pass the ball.
See, we've already had this debate. Anyway.
What do you mean? he's like a top five player.
Top Westbrook? Five of top
that can't pass.
Top
what
five.
Top five player can't pass?
Okay, let's Come see. On, man. Russell Westbrook
can't pass.
Russell Westbrook,
you're crazy.
Can't pass. Okay, he can't pass.
He averages 10 assists.
He does not average 10 assists right now.
All right.
You're looking at something when Durant was out
well,
last year.
Well, he's averaging 26 and 10 right now. For his career.
Russell Westbrook.
For his career,
now, why
21 and 7.
Russell
That's
Westbrook.
That's somebody that can't pass.
Man, he was triple dominant last year, though. Remember, though.
Yeah, he was. Dude, he was like third in MVP or something like that. Yeah. He was behind Harden and Curry. It was him.
So what place did LeBron finish? Fourth?
They was all right there. I mean, they're all.
They're yeah. neck and neck.
LeBron's the best player, but he can't get. I never liked it like when MJ was playing, too. We knew he was the best player, but give it to somebody else. You know yeah. what I mean?
That's why they gave it to Karl Malone those few times.
But MJ was still the best player. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Barkley won it 1 year.
Barkley
MJ
did.
Was still the best player. He yeah. had a good year.
Barkley and
yeah,
Malone.
Yeah, Shaw's had a real good year that year,
though. Oh, yeah. yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
he had a good year, but was he better than Michael Jordan? No.
Well, they played different positions. You can't compare.
But Michael matter. Jordan shot the ball 45 times.
oh, you remember that?
I'm just saying, though.
Damn.
Like, you can win MVP, but are you really the best player?
Mm. Yeah.
Because okay. when we played an All-Star game, nobody even saw that guy. Michael Jordan was the one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Who's really a better player?
Who was really a better player?
What?
Michael Jordan was. Who could keep up with Michael back then?
Back then?
In the 90s. And we're not talking Scottie about Pippen. And not Bernard King, because
Bernard King was before that. What are you talking about, man?
We bring bringing then, Bernard King up in here. We're in two and we out.
Nobody really playing with Mike. He was ahead of his time.
Guys would have games, because I remember like
LeBradford.
You remember
Smith.
Who LeBradford Smith?
Mm-hmm. I
remember.
Where did he play? Louisville.
Yeah, he was in Louisville.
Yeah, he played Louisville.
But even that one time, Jerry Stackhouse had a good game against Mike.
Yeah.
No, I mean they all had good games.
And then he turned it around the next time.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I mean nobody could really go at him.
Yeah.
Like say like how Kawhi goes LeBron. There was nobody like that went at Mike. Well, yeah. let me see. Maybe the Pistons, like you said, Dumars.
It took yeah. five of them.
It
though.
Took five guys to do that. Michael's just ahead of his time. I mean,
yeah,
he was just there was nobody
but,
like him.
But who? Nobody could really check him. I mean,
nah.
In the late '90s, nobody checked him. I know that. I mean,
he was unguardable. There was nobody could check him ever.
But I think he was better on the second when he came back from baseball. And he put the post in his game.
Well, he added dimensions to his game.
Yeah.
But just like athletically and ball handling, like coming out of college,
yeah,
there was nobody. He was a freak. But then when he added the little mid range, yeah. you know, all that.
That whole Portland shrug.
Unstoppable.
Oh, yeah.
I'm making threes now.
He's like, he don't know what he was doing. He's like, man, I can't miss.
I'm making threes now.
He's trying to miss. Can't miss. Yeah, I mean, he just.
No, because Clyde was supposed to be the one.
Clyde might have been the only guy that was at that time.
But even then, Clyde couldn't guard him.
No.
I mean, nobody can really guard anybody. Mm. I mean, Clyde was Mike before Clyde, so or yeah,
he was just more of the penetration kind of guy. Because even Clyde developed a jumper later, but even then,
Clyde's game just wasn't.
Yeah,
but he would be the one guy I could say that did go at it with Mike. You know, so if they had to go at it, they went at it. But there's not many guys that you know.
But yeah,
Michael was just and he was tough defensively. Which he didn't have to guard the toughest guy. He had to guard the second toughest guy.
Who was the second toughest guy?
On any other team, that's who he guarded because Pippen guarded the toughest wing person.
Yeah.
So his defense was on the secondary guy for the most part. So.
Yeah.
But nothing take away from MJ. I mean, he's a bad boy. Period. I mean,
yes.
Top.
Yeah.
One, two, three, depending on who, you know, what age you are, you know.
Well, you see, and I grew up in the 90s, but even then I grew up during a time where we already kind of talked about this, but I mean the 80s it seemed like it was a more physical game, so I mean you had a lot of physical players that could they could play, man. I mean,
well, everybody's just getting more athletic now. I mean, that's the transformation of a person.
They just can't take any
no, I think that they can't take it.
They can't take the hits. They can't take the physical hit?
Why take the hit when I can just go around the hit? Or go
that's
past
true.
You. Why
that's
would
true.
I want to get hit? Why do I want to pay like Zach Randolph and I can play like Blake Griffin? You know, why would I want to do that? You know what I'm saying? So,
but what do you think of Blake Griffin? I know you like Blake.
He's I think he's progressed, man. Last year, that little jump shot he had that he picked up from, you know, the last couple of years.
He was doing it for the last 2-3 years.
Yeah, he
I mean, he's unstoppable.
He can be. In his post, he was killing some people last year. Yeah, the Spurs couldn't stop him at all,
man.
Yeah.
He was averaging triple double when Chris Paul went out. He was the point forward.
FYI, that's Chuck's favorite team. Yeah. He doesn't like to admit it.
I don't wear Clippers
gear. Two of my favorite players, Blake Griffin and CP3.
I mean, I got LeBron and Kyrie Irving. I got Kawhi and Tim.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
I don't wear any. I only have one jersey. Well, one basketball shirt. So, it's a Spurs shirt. So,
oh, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a Duncan shirt. Because you could wear that during the playoffs of the year at the office.
I could wear it to work.
That's the only reason why.
I mean, but if I didn't like a team, I wouldn't have bought it.
That's true.
Yeah.
He,
I don't have any Cleveland gear.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because you can't find it anywhere here. That's why.
No,
but you can go to NBA shop.
Yeah, I can order it, dude. I get jerseys. I get Steelers jerseys. I got Ohio State. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. All right, so we're talking about all this basketball stuff. Now, the other day, I did a post on my personal Facebook.
Yeah, I think a lot of you guys seen this.
Yeah, if you have seen it, oh my goodness! So I put a you know, upcoming debate for the podcast: who's better, MJ or LeBron James? And I'd like to, you'll be able to hear our thoughts, is what I put, and tell us what you think. Wow. Wow.
What?
All I have to say is, I mean, we had people. Say, MJ. A lot of people actually said MJ. A lot of people were kind of ragging on.
But see, if I don't think there were enough Ohio people. I didn't realize that was yours. I would have put it on mine and seen, you know.
Well, you know what?
Because I like to get my Ohio people because we're torn.
Ohio people were torn.
Yeah, because we grew up loving Michael Jordan. But LeBron's from Ohio, so it's kind of like, man.
That's our kid right there.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
But at the same time, you know, we got. That's why I look at it.
Michael's just down the street, almost. We played almost down the street.
Well, I mean, but you got to really look
at
it.
Hours.
You have to really. People aren't just putting LeBron in the conversation because he's not good. I mean, he's obviously, arguably there. He's still got another 5 years left, too, which is ridiculous. So.
Five real good years.
He'll probably be going to the MVP, to the championship game for the next 5 years, which is.
Because he's in the weak East.
Well. He might do it in the West, so I don't know.
You never know. I don't think he's not leaving.
I'm just saying, right. If he was in the West, you know, I don't know. They should go to the format where they play. They are doing that now, aren't they?
What's that?
Just first.
Eight. No.
That's on East and West.
No, first eight. Okay. Yeah, because they did away with division winners. Did you see that, Dominic's?
Yeah.
So now it's just like
they went got rid of the East and West and just went straight top eight.
If they did this,
top 16 tops, or something like that.
Then there'd only be two teams in the East.
Yeah. No. You're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
Toronto?
Okay, four teams. Toronto,
Atlanta,
Cleveland, and Chicago.
Miami?
Miami won't make it.
You're
in
crazy.
The top 16.
What are you talking about?
Top 16.
Do you watch basketball?
I do watch basketball.
Do you just watch Spurs basketball?
No, I do watch basketball.
And so Miami's not good.
Miami can be good if Dwayne Wade's healthy.
He's healthy.
If he doesn't miss 25 games, then maybe they'll do something.
They were
good last year. They were not good last year. They were horrible last year.
They weren't horrible.
Yes, they were.
Chris Bosh was hurt.
They were 500.
They made a trade.
They were 500 when Chris Bosh was even healthy.
Okay. So why is every analyst picking them to be like number two in the East?
Because
they're stupid?
Well, I'm not now because
that's
they
what
have,
I'm saying. Now. What are we talking about? Last year? Or are we talking about this year?
They're not going to be a. I'm talking about. We're talking about top 16 teams. Do I think
right
they're
now,
top 16?
It's too early to tell.
Nah.
Did you watch preseason?
Preseason doesn't count. You know that.
So Dragic, Dwayne. Well, I can never pronounce his name.
I know that's
Dragic. How's his name?
Yeah.
Dragic.
And I love that dude. He's sweet. Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. That is not a good team in the East.
Chris Bosh is weak.
With Whiteside. Chris Bosh is not weak. With Whiteside.
37-year-old Tim Duncan was schooling him.
Chris Bosh got his. He's one of the reasons why y'all lost that
championship. 2-4.
But I think with LeBron out of there, it changes his position all the way around, though.
He's the same guy.
Yeah, he gets to
play. He's going to score more now,
right? He's
going to
score more, yeah. Which is
what do you think?
But he was out in the three-point line because LeBron was doing his thing.
Right,
and
he had
to stretch
the floor.
Middle.
Yeah. But he ain't got to do that now, which he goes back to his real game where he averaged 20-10 for his career.
Could he post up?
No.
Yes.
See, I'm telling you.
Go to watch his Toronto. He can't get 20-10
without
posting up.
He was more
so he
like
shot
a,
all jumpers.
Like a face-up kind of guy, right?
No, he could do that. But you know what I mean? So LaMarcus Aldridge, what does he do?
He backs people down.
And then he turns around and shoots a jumper.
He hasn't done
that.
You know, I have a bone to pick with LaMarcus, but I'm not going to talk about that right now because he's trying to do up and under, thinking he's freaking like
he can't do that. That's not his move.
Exactly.
Yeah. He needs to, but so I'm saying, so is that a post-up or is that a...
He's not doing LaMarcus Aldridge stuff. He's doing...
Right.
I'm not going to say
I haven't seen him actually post like in a long time that I remember.
That's not what that's not his game.
I know, but that I mean in Toronto he did do it a little.
Who, Chris Bosh?
Yeah,
well, he couldn't do it in Miami because they trying to keep the they need him to play
stretch the floor.
They're playing him out of position, but when he played in Toronto, that's he did everything. He posted up. He faced up. He didn't shoot threes in Toronto. That's not what he did. Yeah. He did everything else.
Yeah, it was a different player over there.
And he averaged 20 and 10.
But see, I don't know if he can go back to that.
Oh, yeah. That's his game. He just had to be – he was forced into what he's doing now. Yeah. But now he's cool.
I think he likes it more out there.
But he can shoot it. Yeah, he can shoot that three now, though. He's got a nice jump. He's 6'10", so he ain't got to shoot very, very hard.
Okay. So we kind of got sidetracked here. So there was a lot of interesting comments.
Yeah, let's look at the comments.
Okay,
where are we at
here? There's a lot of interesting comments.
Interesting.
So I had one person say...
What?
Well, a lot of people said MJ. Shout out to Dave Warren, who said Matt, he liked Magic as the best player because he said...
Magic could be...
He played all five positions. So that's a Magic good
played,
argument.
Magic actually played center.
In the 81 finals, right?
And yeah.
Game 7 or whatever? But anyway,
I mean,
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Magic could be put in the conversation.
So and
he's got a ring. So, I mean.
Shout out to your brother, Demetrius. He said Larry Bird was the greatest player of all time. Hey, I like Larry.
I mean, you know what?
He was a trash talker, but he could
he
play.
He can be put in that conversation.
Because he could back up
He might be
trash
the best talking white guy. I no, I'm just saying. But that, I mean, that's like Eminem. You know what I mean? Like, I can put him in there. Yeah,
he can rap.
I can't say nothing. Larry Bird was gritty. He hit everything. I mean, he hit all his shots.
Yeah.
He was super smart, really good passer. Now, defensively, could he check Michael LeBron? I don't think so. So, you know what I'm saying? But everything else, yeah, for sure.
Okay. And then so we had
Put Dirk on there.
Somebody people were putting Dirk, some people were putting Magic, some people put Olajuwon. I saw your
Olajuwon,
12
I,
names.
Olajuwon. I can roll with Olajuwon.
And Rudy Curiel had some interesting points to bring up in there as well, arguing back and forth with other people about how Michael played against different athletes back then versus what they do now.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
But you see,
athletes right now
and then,
are probably better.
And then somebody said, you said LeBron, somebody couldn't consider LeBron great.
Yeah.
Or he didn't fit the bill.
Preface this real quick. If you don't think LeBron's in the conversation, then you're not in the conversation. There's no way that he's not in the conversation of top five players ever. He has to be there. Who else would you put in there? Just in the last 30 years. Now, if you can go back to Wilt and Russell, then that's different. But in the last 30 years, he has to be in that conversation. Michael, Kobe, LeBron.
Right.
And then everybody else pretty much. So he's in the conversation. It's all about what you like. But if somebody says he's not even considered, then they –
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't watch basketball.
And
they must just don't like LeBron. That's just what that is.
I can understand it. So me and him used to talk, and when LeBron first went to Miami, he's like, Miami's going to win the East. I go, no, Boston's going to win the East. And he's like, why do you say that? Because I go, Paul Pierce is the truth. I mean, I'm not only doing it to, like, race shit, but I mean, at the same
time. No, they did win.
Well, I mean.
No, that was before LeBron.
Before, but they did almost knock him out.
Cleveland actually, yeah, you're right.
But they almost Boston almost knocked out Miami that first
right
that
right,
title
right,
run
right,
that they
right.
had.
Yeah, you're right.
But they didn't. But I mean,
the second, yeah, that was like the second, third year.
Look, I'm a diehard Spurs fan. Yes, I love the game of basketball. There was a time there where I was like, oh man, I like Antoine Walker. Hey man, I like Vince Carter. Blah blah blah. I like
everybody.
Yeah, I appreciate the game, and I hated LeBron because he beat the Spurs. Yeah,
that's why I hate it.
But I got we got him back and we beat the crap out of him. So I'm over
beat
it.
Beat the crap out of
we
him.
Beat,
so.
We beat him so bad he went. He took his ball and he went home.
So what do you do with the guy? Exactly. So
no, but I appreciate.
So what do you do with that guy? You're cool with him now, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like the way I felt about Memphis when they knocked us out that one year, and I was pissed off at Marc Gasol.
Got swept. Yeah.
So now, okay. As a fan, yes, I do realize that LeBron James is an amazing basketball player. He's an amazing athlete. He's a freaking specimen.
Yes.
Right? So he's... Yeah. Okay. So I can't... So this argument, which escalated and got out of control...
I see. It's like 85 comments.
There's 85 comments, and it got to the point where people were like talking some mad shit to each other, which was kind of hilarious, but kind of like, man, what the hell's going on? We're just talking about basketball here, yeah. Man.
These guys are ready to fight.
Oh yeah, man. They're about to go to blows, man.
I see this.
So,
I mean, you can put Magic in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very debatable conversation.
Okay, so
who? Go ahead. Okay, who do I think is better between Michael and LeBron?
No, name your top five. Name your starting
top five.
Name
top,
your
top
name
five.
Your starting five players.
Okay, did you already name your five?
No,
like ever.
Okay,
we're talking ever.
Top five.
However you want to line them up.
Man, that's a
It's not that hard.
Okay, so I'd go Magic at point.
Okay.
I go MJ at two.
Okay.
LeBron at three.
Oh, okay.
Timmy at four.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say Shaq at five. That's my five.
That's not what you used to say. You're still in my Thunder. That's cool.
Is that what you picked?
I always pick Shaq. You know that.
Who?
Well, you always say Olajuwon.
I used to say okay. See, but Olajuwon was good for like what 3 years, and then you got
3 years.
He had three or four amazing years where people couldn't stop him.
Amazing years.
Yeah, but he was good throughout his whole career.
he was good. Decent,
yeah.
Yeah, he was good throughout his whole career. He played like 12 years, didn't he?
He played like 18, I think.
That's what I'm saying. He wasn't good for.
But
how
see,
long?
There was a time frame like if you had him and Patrick, I was going to take Patrick over a King.
Patrick was nice.
Patrick
was nasty. He was, I mean, as far as centers, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, it's your choice.
I have to pick Shaq because Shaq is probably one of the most dominant players of all time. He is. David Robinson.
Shaq could be the best player ever.
David Robinson was the first center that I saw that could run on both ends of the floor with athleticism, shoot a jumper, do a quick post up, and do an alley-oop from somebody throwing my... Avery Johnson.
He was a small forward in a
center's body.
Yeah.
But he was amazing.
Yeah, he was nice.
Nice.
I like that role.
But could he contain Shaq? No. Nobody could. Not even Rick Smits, the best defender center of all time.
Nobody.
I'm being sarcastic.
Nobody could mess with Shaq.
You didn't catch that.
Ridiculous.
You didn't catch that.
The best defender ever.
I said
Rick. I like Rick Smits was my dude.
Dude, Rick Smits.
There was one person that
who
gave Shaq a hard time.
Mark Eaton.
Big Country.
Big
Country. Oh.
He even said it. Big Country.
In his book, did he say that?
Yeah, Big Country was tough. He was.
He was so awkward for him to guard.
Yeah, Big Country was tough. Yeah, but I mean, offensively, he really didn't do much. Yeah. But yeah.
He got his money.
Well, he says it himself.
What's your top five?
My top five?
Like, what's your team?
I mean, yeah, I probably put Magic as point. Mm-hmm. Right now, shooting wise.
No, just ever.
I would try to change it up. It'd be Magic, like point. I'd go Steph Curry as my number
ooh,
two.
Of all time? As your two?
As a shooter, I think he's right now.
As your two guard. All right. Hey, it's your team.
Shooting wise, I don't remember anybody
Live on 2K2.
Shooting like he does, man.
Nah, he's most definitely probably the best shooting point guard ever already.
I'd give Michael three.
Put Mike at the three?
Yeah.
All right.
LeBron and Timmy. I kind of messed it up, though, because I think Shaq is the best center ever.
All right.
But Steph as a shooting guard.
So what's your five again?
Man.
Let's clarify this, I think.
Yeah,
so
we go Magic, Steph, Mike, Timmy, and Shaq.
Okay.
I messed myself up there.
Yeah.
No, that's cool because he's like a stretch. LeBron's playing a stretch four.
No, he said Timmy and Shaq.
No, I said Timmy.
Oh, Timmy and Shaq. Okay, never mind. My bad.
And LeBron's my six.
Oh, he's your six man. My bad. LeBron's a six man. My bad.
I'm cool with that. I'm going to go LeBron at the point.
Oh, look at
nice.
That.
Because he's pretty much a point guard.
Yeah.
I'm going to go MJ at the two. I'm going to go Garnett at my four. And I'm going to go Shaq at the five. So we all agree on Shaq. My three, I'm about to go Kobe, man.
You're going to go Kobe at three?
Yeah. Imagine LeBron James running down the court, the middle of the court, and you got Kobe and
tough.
Michael on the wing.
That's tough.
That
is scary. So, yeah. But, you know, on defense, it would interchange.
Yeah.
Because those three guys can play all three positions. Yeah. So
they could.
But LeBron's a more natural point guard.
Right. And I think that, I mean, between Kobe and Michael, who's a better passer? Michael, right?
Between Kobe and Michael?
Yeah.
I can't really say because did Michael Jordan even ever pass?
Yeah. Maybe not.
I mean, but, you know, they came in an era when two guards were two guard. Two guard was a shooting guard. He was supposed to score. He wasn't supposed to pass anyway. They were supposed to be the scorers, period. Shooting, layups, dunks, that's what their job was to do, was to score the ball, period.
Okay.
And they did that better than anybody. So
okay.
I don't care if they take a million shots a game. That's true.
Yeah.
They're the GOATs. You know what I mean? Who else you want shooting it? These other no-name guys? You want Pittman shooting all the time?
I want John Paxson to shoot the three.
Right. When he's open every once in a while.
He was always open.
Because Michael Jordan was triple teamed.
That was true. He was only open because of Michael. Spaced up the floor.
But he wasn't going to do that every time.
It's true.
I don't care if Paxton hit every shot. Michael Jordan's going to make it over two people more than he would make it over one. So.
Okay, so then who are your last two players? Because you said LeBron, Michael, and Kobe.
And Garnett.
Garnett
and
Shaq. Oh, you said Garnett. Oh, you what?
Garnett and Shaq.
What? Garnett's not as good as any power forward. He's not a top five power forward ever?
Top five. Let's see. I'd have Dirk higher than him.
Dirk couldn't. No.
Yeah.
Dirk can't guard nobody.
That's true. He can't play defense. Okay. No. Let me preface.
The way I look at people, I look at you got to be able to play both sides. No, not just, you can't just score. You can't just play D. You have to be able to do everything. So. If you can't guard nobody, then why are you, you know what I mean? Yeah. You can't be in a discussion.
Okay.
Now, offensively, Dirk is ridiculous. So
Dirk is ridiculous.
Why is that in my face, dude?
All right. Oh, my bad. We're Periscoping live. Oh, my God. And then we have a customer.
Customer?
Oh, man.
Down my bad. Periscope.
Down Periscope. Oh, my God. Not to be confused with Dwayne Martin and Down Periscope. I had to say it because I love.
You say it every time. Dwayne,
I do. You've seen Down Periscope.
I've seen Down Periscope. Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all are the only two people in the world ever seen that.
Nah, man. Nah. Go ahead. Not at all. Okay. So
what are they saying? Who's
he
that?
Said Mike Bird.
That's his five?
Mike Bird, Pippen, Timmy, and C-Web.
C-Web.
Mm.
That's say a again? Debatable week.
Mike.
There you go. We got Dominic's in the house.
Bird.
Pippen? Hey, man.
Pimpin? Pimpin, really?
Is that before or after you went to Portland?
No, that's got to be before.
Okay, say your squad again at Go Logo 1300.
So he's putting
MJ.
Pimpin over like, okay. He got Bird and Pimpin?
He's got Bird.
They play the same position. Scotty can run a point.
Scotty can play. Scotty can run the offense.
He can run the offense. I give it to him. He can run the offense. MJ at the two. Bird at the three. C-Web at the four.
And Timmy, he said Timmy or C-Web or his bigs.
Okay, that's not a
Timmy.
Bad
Timmy is a center. Timmy is a center, that's right? Cool. We've all been denying
Scotty
that.
Scotty went both ways.
Yeah,
I mean he played offense and defense. I can't.
Yeah,
Bird. I mean, you know, he did his thing. So yeah, that's not a bad five.
Yeah. Okay.
We can play on 2K too. I ain't scared of him.
My top five will be your top five.
What? Yours?
Just, I just said that. Yeah.
You would be LeBron, Michael, and Kobe.
Always.
Garnett and Shaq. Nah. Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Lockdown defense on everybody. What? Get out of my face, man. Are you serious? Dude, it's tripping.
How does that do that? Okay. Okay. All right.
But yeah, I mean, I can interchange.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I can Garnett out. I can put Olajuwon and Shaq. I can, you know, or even Kareem and Shaq.
KG played small forward for a little bit, right?
No, he's power forward. He's 7 foot. He's 6'11".
He's 7'1".
6'11".
7'1".
6'11".
Garnett,
6'11".
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. He used to run. He was a point forward for the.
But the thing with Garnett is, like, defensively, he locked down.
He was athletic. I mean, yeah.
Well, he helped. He was a help defense king. Like, if you got beat, he was there.
You didn't. Who cares if you had Dean Garrett down there? Kevin Garnett was the
right,
man.
Who was that guy? Right.
You remember Dean Garrett?
Dean Garrett is terrible.
He was terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. And then you had Wally Szczerbiak. I mean,
Wally was decent.
I liked a lot of those Minnesota teams.
He was decent, you know. But that, I mean, he couldn't guard nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could shoot, though. But that was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't scary. Why are you looking at me?
I'm listening to what you're saying.
Stop looking at me.
Anyway, yeah. So okay.
But yeah, I mean, you know. So who's better? I mean, you can't really say
between MJ and LeBron, who's better? Who do you think is better?
Who would you if you had to?
Yeah,
pick?
Yeah, come on.
So if you had to pick, who would y'all pick?
I would still pick. In my opinion, I'd pick Mike because LeBron doesn't have it mentally. If we're talking,
I have to argue that one.
I mean, because you know, Mike was
I don't mind you picking on Mike, but to say that he doesn't have mentally doesn't. Nah.
Man, because like
what?
Like, Mike will be like, we're homies. We're gonna go eat dinner afterwards. But on this court, I'm gonna murder you.
Mike, you know what? Mike was a killer.
I'm gonna murder you.
I give you that one.
And LeBron's like, "Hey, let's go eat." And I don't want to embarrass you in front of the camera, so I'll take it easy.
No, he still embarrassed you,
man, because he doesn't play mean at all.
He doesn't play as mean as Mike. You're right. I definitely agree with that. Mike had a mean streak when he played, which kind of shows out in public. Because who even messes with Michael Jordan now?
Yeah.
Nobody, because he's a jerk.
And so. It's too much of let's being friends. I think a little bit too much. He has like too much.
You can't never play your friends
anymore? Because his. I mean, his physicality, if Mike had LeBron's body...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Dude.
Cats be in the hospital. Yeah, you're dude. Right. Mike was fierce. His game was a little more fierce than LeBron's. I agree.
Because you remember there was this... When they were playing Boston, his last game with Cleveland, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. I remember
there was like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
There was like 5 minutes
he
to go.
He pretty much like gave up or whatever.
Yeah. But you remember he was like... 7 feet away from the 3-point line, and he was hitting threes. Boom! He hits one. They go back down. He gets the ball again, and he's coming up to the 3-point line. He's like way away from it, and he hits it again and brings the game in with like 4 points. Doc Rivers calls a timeout.
Right.
And I'm like, there you go, LeBron. Just keep shooting right there till they stop
him. Right.
And then he never shot the ball again.
Well, I mean, but that doesn't mean he's not a competitor or fierce. It just comes out differently. He's tenacious. I mean, if you watch him last season, he was going off in that championship game.
He was trying. He was trying hard.
He was going hard. That was like the first time I seen him really go hard and not pass the ball and just shoot every shot. But that's not his game, though. That's just not his game.
I mean, I understand that that's not his game, but he's having to do that. He's gonna have.
That's not his game.
Hey.
That's not his game. I'm just saying. That's not his natural game. His natural game is to get people open.
Right.
Hit the open man.
Right.
He's a true basketball player.
He's a true basketball player, but you're considered to be the greatest player in the world right now. He has to take over is what he that's what ends up happening. You know what I mean?
He does take over.
I'm saying you can't do it alone. I get that, but.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like he said, man, even when they played Dallas in the finals that the first time when they got into the finals, the Heat.
So you're trying to tell me LeBron gives up?
I'm not saying he gives up.
In two games.
I'm not saying he gives up. I'm saying he kind of doesn't show up. He disappears.
Maybe he's frustrated because I'm doing everything by myself.
Well,
because my owner.
You got Dwayne Wade and you had Chris Bosh on that team.
He gave up on that?
He didn't show up in the game.
He didn't show up. I mean, he gave up. That's two different things, man.
So did MJ ever do that?
I don't know.
No. He never did.
I don't know.
And when he was in the finals? Come on!
I don't remember him.
Come on!
No, but what I'm saying is you're taking him over. That's fine. You can have Michael. I agree. He was more tenacious. Period. There's no. I'm not arguing that.
You have to be, man, especially in that. I mean, but in that game. But when you're short-handed,
just going off of. I'm gonna go with LeBron because if I'm going off just sheer talent, he's bigger. He's faster.
Stronger.
He's stronger. He does more. He's a better passer. He's a better rebounder. I mean, he's the evolution of the next basketball player.
Sure.
Now, the guy after him is probably going to be better. If I had to pick between two, I'm going LeBron.
I mean, everyone said the same thing about Dante Culpepper in the NFL.
What?
That he was the next
That's
big
different,
thing.
Though. That's different than basketball.
I know. I'm just trying to be
you get
fun.
Hurt. You get hit one time, you're done. So
yeah.
Football is different.
I think until
you said Tim Duncan was the best player ever.
Did I say? I thought that was Randall. That wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, well, no, Randall and I talked about this, but I think Timmy's a great player. It's hard to compare people when they play different positions. You know what I mean?
True. He's the best big man ever?
He's close to it.
I'd say so.
He's very close to it. I think you can't compare him to Wilt because Wilt played in a different game.
So LeBron is different than Michael. You know what I'm saying?
It's a different game. If you met somebody who was in their 70s, they tell you that Wilt Chamberlain Wilt Chamberlain is the greatest player.
Tim Duncan's still playing in his 70s.
And it's amazing what he's doing at 39 years old.
No, just yeah, you're right. Because a lot of guys, 25, can't do what he's doing. So.
I mean, look at Mozdov.
Mozgov was good.
I was doing that to get a
Mozgov's good. Hold on. Don't talk smack about Mozgov. But no, I mean, you know, LeBron's game is just different. And he grew up loving him. He grew up wanting to be like Michael Jordan, but he took it to a different level to where He's a better passer than Michael Jordan, period, ever was. Might never even pass the ball. So he took 35, 40 shots a game.
But, okay.
LeBron's not going to do that because that's not
– that's not his game.
That's not team ball for him.
He'd feel guilty for shooting the ball.
He would feel guilty. And like I said, he's – LeBron's a nicer guy.
Michael shot the ball 45 times.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, he shoot the ball a lot.
No, I remember that first game against Indiana when he came back from that first retirement. 7 for 28.
Oh. Yeah, and that was coming off of retirement.
Man,
yeah.
I don't think in high school, in 3 games, I shot the ball 28 times.
Yeah, that's 7 shots a quarter. They get shots up in the NBA, though.
Dude.
Yeah, they get a lot of shots up.
But 45 shots, that's 90 points.
If you hit every, yeah. If you hit them all, yeah.
No threes.
I mean, he averaged like 32. Then he averaged, what was his career average?
I think his career average, he's like a 48% shooter.
I'm talking about like points.
Oh,
yeah, Michael Jordan's is 48%?
He shot 48%.
Yeah, it's under 50. I know that.
It's right under 50.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. For field goal?
For a field goal percentage.
Wow, that's incredible.
What? No, Kobe. Now, I was looking. They lost to the Knicks. Probably. Kobe's stats last night against the Knicks. He was 8 of 22. He shot 10 freaking threes, dude.
That's his game. Part of his game now.
No, man. He's not.
He has to.
Yeah, he has to change it.
Who else on the team is gonna? Who else you want?
Jeremy
Lin. Did you know Swaggy P has never
had an assist?
Is that
him? Did you see that?
Did you know what? Because Swaggy P's a shooter.
Swaggy P and Kobe have never assisted each other. Or no, Kobe's assisted him,
but he's never assisted.
He's never assisted Kobe.
How bad is that?
That's pretty bad.
You have less assists than Kobe. That's pretty bad. That's crazy.
We're probably ruffling feathers. People are going to be like, Kobe passes the ball. Look, and they're going to give us some deep statistic.
I'm cool with him not passing the ball. He's the best player on the court for like 15 years. So,
yeah.
Shoot.
All right,
I want you to shoot.
So, Michael Jordan's career field goal percentage. You ready for this?
Yes. Yes.
49.7%.
Wow, that's amazing. A lot of layups and dunks, wasn't it?
At the beginning of his career.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
His worst season in shooting.
Because he didn't shoot a lot of threes. That wasn't his game.
Believe it or not, you want to know what his worst shooting percentage here? What? It was the first year he came back with Washington. He shot 41%.
Wow.
And he shot nothing but jumpers, though.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, he didn't. He shot mid-range. That was what I'm saying. He didn't shoot three. He was very smart about his shots.
Yeah, he
didn't miss, and he didn't miss many shots when they counted. So
he averaged less than one 3-point attempt when he was with.
Yeah, he didn't shoot a lot of threes.
The most he ever averaged in 1 year was three and a half, and that was the last year they won.
How many assists he?
Or the year before they won.
What's his assist?
His assist percentage. Let's see here.
5.3
assists.
Okay,
not bad. His career average is 30 points a game.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
What career average is what?
His career points per game is 30 points a game. Whew. Good God.
That's,
do y'all look? I wasn't. Ridiculous. I was look. I'm not gonna try to call y'all out because y'all are older than me. But
we're old now.
third year in the NBA. That was 1987. So you guys would be juniors in high school, right, or something?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
that's about right. He averaged 37 points a game.
37.
Freaking game.
Wow, that's incredible.
And his assist was 4.6, and he shot 48% from the field that year.
Wow.
49%.
That's baller.
That is baller. Anyway.
I mean, he's the GOAT.
Okay, so then.
Like I said,
you pick LeBron. I pick Mike. Who did you say you picked?
Mike.
You're going Mike. Now,
I'm just going off LeBron just off of just size. But, I mean, of course, Mike made all the shots. So, I mean.
But what was that? What was that stat? Was it last year?
What's that?
When LeBron went through that time span where he was doing like 30 points and 60% from the field.
Ridiculous. Oh, it was the year they beat us.
Yeah.
It was in 13?
Yeah.
Because that was – and then nobody had ever done that for that period of time.
Right. Because he was posting people up, right?
Yeah.
Guess what LeBron's career field goal percentage
what is? What
is it? Tell you guys.
52.
Dang. Really?
53.
You going higher than Mike's?
47. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's in the 40s.
You think it's higher or lower than Mike?
Lower.
Lower.
Okay. What was Mike's?
Wait, no, hold on.
49.
Yeah, 49.
I'm going to say he's like 51. Even 49.0?
49.7.
Okay. So you were going higher? Over or under?
I'm saying he's like 51. I'm not saying he's under.
You're saying over?
I'm saying he's over.
What you got?
I think he's a little under right now.
What'd you say it was?
51.
No, what's Michael's?
49.7.
49.7?
0.497.
49.6.
Wow. That's cool. Man.
So, okay, what was his field goal percentage?
I just told you.
Oh, 3-point? Oh, don't look at that. Don't mind.
Yeah, Jordan wasn't a three-point shooter.
So LeBron, LeBron's assists, I think we all would agree, probably higher.
Yeah. Right.
6.9.
Yep.
Wow. Points per game. LeBron's at 27, I bet.
Oh, points per game?
Yeah.
Career? What was Mike?
30.
30.
27. So, I mean.
What about his rebounding?
We're talking like minimal.
Yeah.
Was what?
So Jordan's 6.2 in his rebounding. What's LeBron?
Well, I mean, LeBron's going to be more than 7.1.
Okay, steals. 2.3 for Mike.
1.7.
Michael was a good defender.
Michael guarded the second best player on the other team, though, because he had Scotty to guard the best player. So, and he played the passing lanes really good.
Yeah.
Turnovers.
2.7. 3.4. Wait, actually, let me go back and look at that. I skipped over that. Let me go.
So, I mean.
Turnover. Yeah, 2.7. Okay, yeah.
3.4. What about 3-point?
3-point percentage you already at? That's not
we
really.
Did 3-point?
No. Michael Jordan is a career 32%.
LeBron ain't that much better. 34.
But, dude, Jordan was 17%, 16%, 18%, 13%.
Three?
In his first few years.
Well, he couldn't shoot. He didn't have a jumper. That wasn't.
His best year was 42%, but that was in 96.
Mike.
And the three-point line was shorter. They moved it back.
That was, what, two, 3 years it was short?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was at. During those years, he jacked up more threes than he did his whole career.
So, you know what I'm saying? Mike got more points. LeBron got more rebounds. To me, it all washes out.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, I don't look at...
It's close.
Rings don't matter to me because I'm like, I'm just picking a guy to play ball with me right now.
Yeah.
I'm about to go play. I'm next. Do I go LeBron or do I go Michael? I'm probably going to LeBron because he might pass me the ball. Michael's not passing
the
ball.
Give me a chance to shoot.
Right, which is fine. And then LeBron 6'8", 250.
Yeah, Michael Jordan 6'6", 213.
He was probably like 225, but he wasn't 250. That's 30 more pounds on a. That's just a bigger man. You know what I mean? So, you know.
So Michael cranked up 24,000 shots in his career. That's why I mentioned that.
Wow,
24. Damn, dude, I don't even think I broke a 500 in my career playing high school. I don't know about you, Dom. Mm. What did you? Yeah,
no,
that's crazy.
So let me throw these stats out at you.
Okay.
25 points, 25.3 points, 5.3 rebounds, 4.8 assists, 1.5 steals, 33% from the three, 45% field goal percentage.
That was in the year?
No, guess who that is?
Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's his career?
He's right there with him. Yeah,
he is.
He's 45%?
45%.
Yeah, a little.
He's right there with him. I mean, so. Again.
And his career average is 33 points a game?
25.
Oh, you said 25, my bad.
33 points.
Oh, from 3-point, okay. So he was a better shooter than both of them.
I mean, they're all the same.
Yeah.
32, 33, 34.
But Kobe stole all his moves, stole all Michael's moves.
Have you seen that one video where...
Kobe's like the closest thing to Michael.
Yeah,
as far as the way he moves.
Yeah. Did you
me, see, everything is. Though.
He does almost everything kind of like Mike. Yeah.
Have you seen that video, Pick?
Like Mike?
The one... No, not like... No, that video where they
Bow
show...
Bow Wow? Columbus, Ohio?
Oh, wait.
Is that where Bobo's from?
Yeah, he's from Columbus, yeah.
That video that he was talking about, they show Kobe, like, the process of doing the move, and then Jordan finishes.
And, you know, these are years apart videos, like, man. Yeah.
No, Kobe played like Michael Jordan.
And the moves, the twist, the pump fakes, the shot, the fade.
Even his turnaround fade, everything is just like Mike.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And Kobe's a little taller. No, they're the same height.
Same height. Kobe might have
Kobe's like 212, so maybe Mike might have been the same height, same weight. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I have a question for you. Now, this is kind of what I want to see what you think, because we kind of talked about it like once or twice. So why did Michael Jordan retire that first time?
That's when his dad got shot, right?
Yeah. Why do you think he really retired?
Illuminati.
It could be.
Aliens.
Not aliens or Illuminati.
The pyramids.
The gambling thing.
Eazy-E. I don't know. What?
The rumor has it that he retired because of
the gambling he owed.
They were thinking like they did. David Stern didn't. The rumor has it that David Stern didn't want it to escalate like the Pete Rose thing with MLB.
So what?
They were trying to. What if he was betting on the NBA?
Michael Jordan?
Yeah. Because, you know, he had a really bad gambling problem.
Oh, he had a terrible. He probably still does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you got money like that, I would be gambling.
So he disappeared Just come back when.
So you're trying to say he got his dad died because of a gambling debt?
I'm not saying that.
I think I heard that before.
I've heard that before.
I think I've heard
too.
It before. Yeah.
That's what I've heard. Have you heard that, Dominic?
No, I haven't.
I think I've heard that one before. Like once before.
One time, I forget who I was talking to. They told me, "Hey, what if Michael Jordan? Hey there, young.
I don't know
buck.
You, but guess what happened to Michael Jordan?
No, I was talking to either. There was a guy that I used to work with. His name was Blake. He said, "What if Michael Jordan?
Balake.
But not that. Oh yeah,
Balake.
Hey, Balake. D-Nice.
D-Nice.
You seen that Mad TV skit?
No.
That's not Mad TV. Keenan and Peele.
Was it Keenan Peele?
Keenan Peele. I said Keenan and Peele.
Keenan Peele. That's funny. You like Keenan Peele?
I don't know. I think
I've seen it. Oh, man, you can watch Keenan Peele.
Remember, I was working weekends for
that's right. Yeah,
years,
yeah.
It's on reruns.
So anyway, he said, what if Michael retired because he had a bad gambling problem and they tried to cover it up by saying, hey, go disappear, go play baseball or something, and then come back?
No, I think it was more of a personal thing. I mean, his father
what if there was a connection to that, to MJ's dad getting killed?
I've heard that because the two guys that killed him, like...
They caught him, though, right?
Yeah, it's just supposedly, two goofy dudes, yeah. Like, walking down. I mean, I don't know where he was. Wasn't he sleep on the side of the road or something like that?
Supposedly,
you know,
that was
he was
the
in
thing.
The middle of a road trip.
Yeah.
But why would he stop there? Like, dude, you're in a two-door Lexus back then? Like, who was driving that back then? Like...
Not even Ice Cube was driving
right.
That.
Yeah. I mean, nobody had that.
And he was already pissed off.
And he looked just like Michael. I was like, man, is that Michael Jordan?
Michael's going to look exactly like
him. Let's rob this dude, you know. Yeah. I'm going to kill him. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what, you know.
Nah, just a food for thought.
So, could have been Illuminati.
It could be Illuminati.
Yeah.
The conspiracy stuff.
Yeah.
Deep stuff.
So, but like, if you compare Mike and LeBron off the court, though, guess what? No comparison.
No, there isn't.
Not even close.
There isn't a comparison.
So, I mean, Michael's not even LeBron. LeBron's like.
He's not in the
universe.
Same level.
He's not even in the same universe.
Would you agree or disagree, Dominic?
I agree with him.
Yeah, yeah. Michael has done. Yeah. For me, being a black male, Michael ain't done. I ain't seen him do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, he might be doing stuff in these little charities that I've never seen, but he doesn't speak out. He has a platform that he can speak. If Michael Jordan spoke, who would not listen?
Yeah.
If he said, hey, y'all gotta stop this, who wouldn't listen? I think everybody would listen. But he's never used his celebrity or fame to do anything to address the black community, I guess I'm gonna say it. Something like that. And LeBron has. And has even got other people to join in with him. Other famous basketball players and stars. So
yeah,
you know, he speaks out on social causes. So I mean, it was a different era. We got social media, but
right.
Michael Jordan's still around. He's still around.
He's an owner. He's an NBA owner.
I know he's an owner. Yeah, quote unquote owner.
Anyway,
he don't make shoes for black kids. He makes them for
that's the other thing. Kids, right? You know, you have those.
Didn't Kareem just call him out?
Yeah, Kareem called him out in his documentary.
Kareem is
in what documentary? The one he
yes,
in the one he did
really.
Kareem is a real dude too. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He changed his name for a reason. Mm. So he knows what he knows the time of day.
He called him out because he was saying something about the shoe thing and what you said, right? Those are the exact words of Kareem?
I'm not sure exact words, but that's pretty much what he was saying.
I mean, people,
he said he chose profit over, what was the term? He chose profit over I can't remember what the word was. I got to think about it for a second, but basically over conscience.
Yeah.
Or something like
he
that.
Saw the dollar signs and just went after the money. Is what he's saying.
But
basically,
Mike didn't get really paid until his later part of his years, though.
It's not about money, though.
Yeah,
you still. I mean, you can still do stuff.
Yeah,
I've never seen him do anything.
Philanthropy.
I just never seen him do anything for anybody.
He is more closed doors than LeBron is.
Yeah, he is.
Cheat on his wife.
Yeah. Oh man, what NBA player doesn't do that though?
LeBron.
Okay.
Not yet, anyway.
Right. We don't have
but I can't judge the man on something he ain't done yet.
Well, I mean, for the longest time, we all thought Tiger Woods was the greatest guy in the world.
Nah, I never said that. His dad was like that.
We all love Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley used to hang out together.
Oh, that's true.
In Vegas. So, you know what I mean?
And Charles Barkley's not one to deny things.
But Charles Barkley keeps it real.
He does keep it real.
He tells you up front, I respect him more. At least you're telling me you're an asshole. You know what I mean? That's cool. I respect that.
And you know him and Mike aren't even friends.
No.
Yeah, not anymore. Yeah. No, because what I heard.
Mike's probably a dick, man, for real.
He is.
I hate to say that. He's a great basketball player, but as a person, who is he? Yeah. He's nobody to me.
Did you ever read his
book?
I'm
burning my Jordans.
What book?
I'm about to buy some LeBrons.
The Charles Barkley book. I might be wrong, but I doubt it.
No, I have not read that one.
He talks about how they were in Vegas gambling, and, you know, what they do is every now and again, you know, you tip the dealer. Mm-hmm. He said Michael Jordan never tipped the dealer.
He never tipped the dealer. Yeah. I tipped the dealer. I don't have no money.
Yeah.
He's like, Charles is like, if I'm doing good, if I'm losing, I'm tipping the dealer. And he goes, Mike, why don't you tip the dealer? And he makes this reference and saying, hey, it's not my fault that he's doing this and not whatever. He's like, but man, he's working. Tip him, you know, whatever. And so Mike just had this philosophy that he didn't like to. He's greedy. Hmm. I mean. Mm-hmm. Even with the shoe launches, I mean, we were talking about that in episode 2. Remember that? I mean, my wife got pepper. We got pepper sprayed, dude. Or
oh yeah,
they sprayed all that shit, and we were choking on our breath and everything like that. People get rowdy for his damn shoes,
yeah.
and
he don't even care about you.
They don't mass produce any of that shit, you know.
Yeah, they said like 15 shoes throughout the whole country. Or I mean, stupid?
Dude, it's ridiculous, man. And you got people going crazy. You got people fighting. You got people shooting. You can killing all this
over
stuff.
His shoes.
Over his
and
shoes.
He ain't said one damn word. Ain't nobody killing nobody over LeBron's shoes. He talking about other stuff. He ain't gonna do with his own shoes. Yeah. But if people were killing people over LeBron's shoes, I guarantee you he would stop selling shoes.
Yeah.
Or something. He would do something.
Yeah, he would stop.
I don't know what it would be, but.
And you've seen his Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah, that was funny.
Don't get me started on that. Who, Michaels?
Yeah.
Yeah. I, me.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't see it.
Well, it was, yeah.
I've been done with Michael for some years, so I'm, you know. Some people just get, I've been done with him and Michael. Bill Cosby, everybody just calling to him. I've been done with Bill for a while. Yeah. Everybody just not finding out, though.
Why have you been done with Bill for so long?
Just the way he was talking about black folks, man. This is like 10 years ago. Michael Eric Dyson actually wrote a book about it called Was Bill Cosby Right? I don't know if you ever heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
But he wrote a book about Bill Cosby like 10 years ago because Bill Cosby was like downing black folks.
Mm-mm.
Like, he wasn't black, but was he right? So this was the guy who wrote the book about. So it was interesting. So I felt some kind of way about that comment Bill Cosby made back then. So I don't know. So it was just interesting. You know, now we see like Bill Cosby, not that it had anything to do with black people. This was a whole different situation. This dude slipping women roofies.
Oh, shit. What's that
about?
That's right. He was slipping.
He's roofying chicks.
Yeah, like, he was doing that.
I got to get rid of my Bill Cosby sweater. Damn, I got to get rid of my Coogee sweater now.
Jello pudding, you got to put it that way.
I like to have the pudding pop.
Would you like to? Okay.
I can't do him.
Me and my wife Camille.
I used to love when I was a kid growing up, Nickelodeon, they'd always show picture pages. That was so cool.
Yeah, he did everything. Dude, Fat Albert.
Fat Albert, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, man, dude, I can't even.
So now you're just all about Berry Gordy now.
Why you always say Berry Gordy? I don't know why you say that.
I don't know. I just felt like.
But yeah, I mean, you know. So I'm going to re-ask you the question again. Who's the best basketball player ever?
Best basketball player is Michael Jordan.
LeBron.
Off the court, Michael's a jerk.
Michael's.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to take these shoes off right now.
I can't get rid of those shoes. I love those shoes. He's got his J's on right now.
Dude, okay.
Yeah. So that was from the shot. He didn't push off.
Yeah, he did push off.
No, you know what? This guy, we're talking about the Michael Jordan Hall of Fame thing, and he's like, hey, man, did you watch Reggie Miller's Hall of Fame speech? No. So we come back from lunch. He's like, hey, let's watch it. So we're watching it. And Reggie Miller just like lets it all out, man. He goes like, and by the way, yeah, Greg Anthony, I did push you.
He did push you. That's funny.
He's like, I had to do what I had to do, man.
Reggie. Reggie's my boy, too. Yeah. I like Reggie. Yeah, Reggie did the choke on Spike Lee.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was pretty sick right there.
He scored 25 points
in like, what, 3 seconds or something like that?
No, that was the 8 points in 3 seconds. But he did go off like with that 25 points in that one quarter in the
– Yeah.
And that's what he did, He did the choke thing to him.
I thought that was
it. Well, he did it one of those games. I can't remember.
I thought it was the same game.
He bowed in front of Spike Lee. Remember? When they won, he did that.
Yeah, Reggie was pretty arrogant, too. Reggie keep it real, though. I like Reggie. That's my boy, though.
He had the weirdest looking shot.
Yeah.
He had the weirdest looking ears. You ever see his ex-wife, though?
No. Whew.
Ex-wife.
Oh, man. His first wife?
Yeah, his first wife was.
Whew. His first wife was. Because he's remarried, right?
Yeah, Reggie? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, his first wife was. Man, I was like, wow.
So what about his new wife? Is she bad?
I don't even know. I just remember. Yeah. I just remember his first wife. I was just like, wow, she was. Yeah, she was dang.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep.
Cool.
Good segue, right?
Talking about Reggie's wife.
Right. So yeah, guys, ladies and gentlemen, if you give us your opinion on the LeBron, the LBJ MJ debate, what you guys think? We'll post it again. And see what I want to see what my Ohio people think, because
the Ohio
since
players.
LeBron's from Ohio and we all grew up liking Michael. See what they think. I know down here in Texas they hate LeBron, so you know it's a little different, vibe from Spurs fans. So, but see what they find.
Not
out.
Not hate.
Yeah, not hate.
Only that one.
Yeah, just the last couple of years.
Yeah, I let it go.
You let it go. Okay, cool. We'll put it on here and see what the guys think. So
yeah, let us know what you think.
Check our pages.
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page. Follow our Facebook page. Not follow, like, share it. We have an Instagram at the Pick and Roll Show. Every now and again, we put some photos up. We like to throw up some peace signs and a thumbs up.
Peace.
Yeah, that signature peace line. We also have a Twitter account where we're very, very active on there. It's at Pick and Roll Show. And we have a Periscope where we did do a live broadcast.
Damn, tonight. Periscope.
Yes, not to be confused with... never mind.
I don't know why you keep.
I don't know why. Not to be confused with horoscope. I don't.
Hey, really? Do the whale call stuff.
Do who?
The whale call.
Yeah.
Which whale?
When he's talking, communicating with the whales.
Man, I can't remember.
Was he talking to the whales?
Is that Kelsey Grammer that was doing that?
No,
Kelsey. Chelsea Grammer.
It was that other cat.
Chelsea Grammer.
Chelsea Clinton.
Who do you got? Chelsea Clinton. I mean.
You seen the outtakes on that Rush Hour?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, give me your ass. Give me your ass.
Leave it. Jack, are you funny?
Oh, man. So,
yeah, TikTok is hilarious. So, you know he's doing next Friday again.
Is he?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I heard they was, though.
Yeah.
Or they were, yeah. I hear it was. Straight out of Friday.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you still have not seen Straight Out of Compton.
Have you not seen
right?
it yet?
No, I have not seen Straight Out of Compton.
Oh, yes, see it. It's good.
I haven't.
I heard it was good.
I cried. Yeah.
I heard the music's gonna take
when
you
easy
back.
Die, yeah.
Well, you heard the Compton album when we were in Alice for Camille's birthday party.
Which one? Oh, Dre's
Compton,
album.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he listened to a little bit of it.
Yeah. What?
What did you just say? Word.
I said yeah. Yeah.
Word. It sounded funny, man. Yeah. So kind of sound like James Earl Jones right there.
Yeah.
I was watching Field of Dreams yesterday.
Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner?
And James Earl Jones.
Oh, James Earl Jones was in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I'm straight. I didn't watch that. That's too boring.
That's a great movie.
It is, but it's boring.
Anyway, so we follow us on the...
It's boring.
That was a great movie. Kevin Costner.
It was boring.
It was a great movie.
Ask any black person ever seen it. They'll say no.
You just said you watched it.
I never watched it.
James Earl Jones is in there.
I never watched it.
Speaking of which,
I know what it is because I'm a movie person, but I never watched it.
That's
a
good sidetrack.
And I'm a baseball person, too. What?
Have you ever seen there's a thing on YouTube called the Vader Sessions?
No.
And, dude, you need to look it up because they dub all of Vader's lines with James Earl Jones, but lines from other movies.
Oh, wow.
It was so good. So funny.
Yeah, he got some good lines from the old school. From like, because he'd been with movies with Bill Cosby and stuff back in the day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
back
man.
In the 60s and 70s. He did a lot of stuff back then.
It's funny.
Yeah, James Earl Jones. Yeah.
You need to check it out. Anyway, we already mentioned all our social media. I do want to take the time to thank podunderground.com or podunderground.net for writing those nice reviews about our podcast. He's enjoying our show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
I think I've covered everything.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add, Pick, that's not edgy and over the top like we spent?
Why you have to say all that?
I asked you.
I pass. I'm not. Nope.
No, go ahead.
Next time. We ain't got time. We already been. No, we're good.
Go ahead.
I'll save it for next time. We'll save that for the next topic.
Oh, man.
We'll get some other people in here.
All right. Dominic, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, just thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, sir.
It was fun seeing everything behind the scenes.
Thanks for coming. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of technical difficulties getting it set up.
We say that every week.
Hey, we're
every week.
I don't know why you say that.
We're DIY warriors. That's why.
Yeah. Okay.
Warriors.
Right. Come out and play.
What about the warriors from the warriors from Walking Dead?
God bless America.
The warriors.
Say, isn't that the warriors?
The wolves. Yeah, they're warriors.
The wolves. Dances with wolves.
We need to talk about that.
We do need to talk about that.
I can't stand the people in like Alexandria.
They're idiots.
I cannot stand. I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pissing me off.
I'm looking at it. I'm seeing Pick right now. He's getting worked up in this prison.
They can't fight. I'm like, really?
It's, you know,
did you even play like high school rugby? I mean, did you play any kind of lacrosse? I mean, dang, that was a pretty tough game. I mean, did y'all do anything?
Have you played lacrosse? I've never played lacrosse. Like,
no.
Just for pickup.
But I've watched them.
Hey, I'm going to go home and play a game of pickup lacrosse.
But they didn't play. It's like they didn't do any kind of competitive anything. I'm like, dang. If Carl's tougher than all y'all, y'all soft. So, like, come on.
So you're in Ohio, you got backyard lacrosse.
No.
Well, I'm in Texas.
Well, I didn't play lacrosse. In the suburbs, they did.
We don't have lacrosse here. I mean, the coolest thing, we just play football and basketball. And baseball.
That is lacrosse.
Ah, that's cool, man.
Yeah. In the suburbs.
I'm from the suburbs.
Yeah, we can be running around with a stick in our hand trying to swing us and somebody might get hurt, man. That's might be a fight in the hood. That's going to be bad.
Because you're from Cleveland.
No, I'm not from Cleveland.
No,
Columbus.
He's Columbus. Hey, real quick. I know we're wrapping up here, but...
Christopher Columbus?
No, we're not talking about America. Okay.
Yeah.
We already talked about that. And so what's up with the college football playoff? Ohio's number 3?
Ohio who?
Ohio State?
Ohio State, yeah. Ohio's a whole different school, bro.
How about Columbia of Ohio? Forget what I just said.
Columbus,
so why are they
Ohio.
Why are they number 3, man?
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
That's still the playoffs, right?
So Braxton Miller, they're gonna win?
We'll see. I mean, we gotta get JT Barrett back in there.
He's not so arrogant now. He's kind of cool with his Jets.
Are we still in the playoffs?
Right now?
Yeah. Okay.
Not in week.
So we're fine.
Not in week 12.
We're fine. I mean, we're fine. As long as we win out, we're fine. We still got to play Michigan State. Two tough teams. So.
Yeah. Y'all got through PSU.
And we're probably independent play Iowa, probably in the Big Ten Championship. I think we'll be fine. We'll still be in the playoff.
Yeah. As long as you get Alvin Mack in there, you'll be all right.
Who? Who is that?
The program.
Alvin Mack.
Your boy.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever had 250 pounds of pissed off ninja?
Right.
All right, man. All right. Dominic, thanks for coming on, man. We're glad for having you on.
Man, it was a blast. Thanks for having me.
No problem, sir.
All right, man. So tune in, give us, check us out, follow us, rate, review, subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio for Pick and Roll. We're Pick and Roll.
Peace.
Relax your mind, let your conscience be free, and get down to the sounds of your PMD. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap, or stay awake and watch the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bake. The E-I-C-K is my name I spell. Thanks to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who, sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1-2, I run down the line.
To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator, the funky beat maker, new Jack Sterminator. Destroying a ploy when you're rhyming a void. Never sweating your girl, YP, cause she's a schizoid. When I'm on a scene, I always rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top. In the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow. And at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax, let my rhymes tax. Maintain MCs while the doubly max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got to chill.
Personal computer information on rap, like the BRZ Marquises that make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to retain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Don't worry about the thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the party out just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers I kill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a 9 in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is a biting MC. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease the way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces, and deal with new Jack on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic it becomes contagious. But nevertheless, they all RIP. For all those underwear, it means rest in peace, cause MD
Stance on microphone, doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E, E's, no doubt the chief rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got to chill. Catch every word I'm saying, no, there's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. Seeing is believing, you catch my drift. I'm trying to interact because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm all E in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate MCs with the tone of my vocal throne when I'm dishing on the microphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.